This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Riot Fest is heading back to Chicago's West Side. Riot Fest today got unanimous approval to take over Douglas Park again later this month, despite loud complaints from many neighbors. My colleague Dan Mihalopoulos reports a few months ago, Riot Fest organizers said they were leaving for the suburbs. But today, Fest organizer George Herrera was back before the Chicago Park District Board.
We left in June for frustrations of things or whatnot. But what's more important than that is that we came back home to where we belong.
The local city council member Monique Scott lashed out at vocal critics.
Most of the people that spoke against the Riot Fest, I've never seen you in my community.
Riot Fest starts September 20th. It lasts 3 days. Rates of syphilis are rising across the country, and that includes here in Chicago. Doctors at the University of Chicago are working to improve early diagnosis, particularly in low-income communities that have limited access to care. A new study from the University of Chicago finds city emergency room visits that offered syphilis testing led to an increase in screening, diagnosis, and treatment. Dr. Kimberly Stanford was the study's lead writer.
We've traditionally relied on getting folks screened when they go to primary care, or they go to the OB, or they go to an STI clinic. But the people that we really need to reach, they're not going to those places. And so if you don't bring the intervention to where they're actually seeking care, you're going to miss them.
Dr. Stanford says most people diagnosed had no symptoms and would likely have gone untreated without public access to broad screening. She says emergency room visits provide a realistic opportunity to decrease the spread of syphilis long term. System leaders at the University of Illinois say their three campuses have enrolled a record number of students. The Universities of Illinois Chicago, Urbana-Champaign, and Springfield together increased the number of undergrads by more than 3% to just under 62,000. Total enrollments of Black and Hispanic undergrads at the three campuses increased by 2.5% and 3.6%, respectively. The League of Women Voters of Chicago is teaming up with the Jean Siskel Film Center to screen a series of movies that cast light on the state of democracy. The Democracy at Risk series includes showings of historical features like All the President's Men and documentaries including Punch 9 for Harold Washington. League of Women Voters of Chicago President Jane Ruby tells WBEZ's Reset it's important to document these stories ahead of this year's presidential election.
I think some of the films that we're showing, they might not have been able to be made today. I think that in moments in time, people were a lot more sort of willing to depict these hard truths. And that's a beautiful thing that we need to sort of keep talking about.
The series kicks off Monday at the Jean Siskel Film Center in The Loop. Weather today, sunny and warm, a high in the mid-80s, and then partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-60s. A little warmer on Thursday, sunny skies, high again in the mid-80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.